Hi, babes. Welcome to the Highway to Health podcast. We are your hosts, Elvi and Vale.
The podcast for open conversations about health, talking about the struggles of living with chronic illness, coping with emotional hardships, and sharing all the lessons we've learned along the way.
We want to be a source of information, empowerment, and community, but we are also here to show you that we are normal people too and have struggles and off days.
Grab your green juice, lemon water, herbal tea, or whatever suits your mood, and make yourself comfortable and get ready to get on the highway to health. Hi, my love.
Hello, babe. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm sitting here and it's actually raining right now. We had a bit of snow during the weekend, which was really nice, but it's melted all away. I don't even know if I structured that sentence completely. Then you can get my disappointment. No, but it's super cozy because I've lit some candles, like these battery-driven ones. So it feels it almost feels like evening, even though we usually record in the mornings. And I'm sitting with hoodie, sweatpants, and a blanket wrapped around my legs. So I'm very cozied up.
That's very nice. Is it light up for you yet?
No. I mean, it is, but it feels like the sun will never come up. It's like
Enough. Yeah, it's like bright, but not like,
Yeah, I'm showing her on FaceTime call, but I would say it's gray, very gloomy gray, and it's raining, and the sun is probably very low because I think it goes up at like 8:30, and right now it's 9:30.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
What about over there?
It's pretty similar, to be honest. It's like it's not clear, but it's not cloudy. Like the clouds, I think, are very high and they're very thin, and so it's kind of like the sky is not, like, I can see blue, but I can, it's definitely, like, gray, whitey. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, yeah. It's kind of the same for you, as for you, I think.
Yeah. I mean, then we can empathize with each other. Exactly. And at least you have some cozy company over there.
Exactly. My dog is on my lap. She was being a little bit grumpy this morning. I don't know. Sometimes she has mornings where she, like, I took her out for a walk. I made her food. I even fed her so she, because sometimes I have to like feed her for her to even start eating. And like I did everything. I cuddled her and she's just like walking around like rawr, 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 rawr. She's grumbling.
And I mean, so that takes us into today's episode.
Exactly.
The morning routines.
Yeah, they look different every day.
They do look different every day. I mean, they definitely can look so different every day unless you have a routine that is genuine for you, because otherwise it will be very hard to stick to it. You know, when you set these goals, like, I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. every day this whole year. I mean, that's not going to work for me, at least.
Exactly. And yeah, no, I completely agree.
Oh, and I think dogs are like perfect for that, because most of the time they have their own routines. They really tune in and listen. Like if they haven't slept very well, then they'll sleep in a little bit, but they still have this routine of like going out maybe for a walk in the morning. I mean, even if we humans impact them, but they learn to live with it, and they get their food around the same time. And I think that's like really healthy guidelines to live your life according to some different set times, especially around foods, which can be like a good way to establish some routines. But today we will specifically more be talking about morning and evening routines.
Yes, exactly.
She's so cute. Sorry.
I completely agree with the routines, like, because for the summer she was still in Singapore, right? And I hadn't seen her in 2 years, and so I really wasn't used to having her around anymore. And when she first came back before the summer this year, last year, it was so crazy to see how like in tune she is. Like she just, like if she doesn't want to do something, she doesn't do it, you know? And I don't know, I feel like I was really out of touch with that. And she really just made me realize like, I just need to listen to my body and then I'll know what to do. And like you said, like with the walks and stuff, it's like in the morning she knows, like she gets her food, she goes out for a walk, like that's just her routine. And so it's so interesting to like, yeah, see that. And it's definitely very helpful to kind of get some perspective on it as well.
It is. And also, if you do have a pet or like a dog like we do, it's also amazing to integrate your routine with theirs because, for example, you have to wake up in the morning to feed another being and take them out on a walk. And I think that's like a really good motivator to
Yeah.
do stuff for yourself as well.
Absolutely, I completely agree. But at the same time, it is also sometimes very time intensive, and it
Yes.
can really just throw off your routine sometimes. But yeah, then again, it's just about making it work for you and kind of working around it and doing the little things as well. It doesn't always have to be this massively long routine like it is oftentimes romanticized on Instagram and social media. And I think it's really good to remember that like little habits and little routines can make such a big difference as well. And it doesn't always have to be like an hour long or 2 hour long routine. Even if that's what you might want to do, some days just aren't going to be that, and that's okay.
Yeah, totally agree. And now we're almost 2 weeks into 2023, which is so crazy to me.
Wild.
But I think that's also a very suiting time to be talking about habits and routines, everything, and the why. So we've always been coming back to the why lately, but that's also to really for you to understand that if you don't have your why and your intention behind anything that you do, it won't be as easy to follow through, and it won't be as easy to stick to these routines that you want to establish for yourself. And why is it good to have routines? So I think there are so many different aspects that are positive about routines, but of course, you shouldn't become like too strict with yourself if you don't follow through with each and every step of the routine that you may be critical on yourself, or you say like, oh, I should have done that, but I didn't have time to, because each and every day we have to face the facts can look very different. We have different life situations, and maybe like Valentina said, a lot of us have a full-time job where we have to go to the office, and then we are a little time sensitive in the morning, and then we go online on Instagram and see how someone on IG has this whole calm morning routine, and maybe they don't start their day until 11 a.m. So we have to be realistic on like what our why is, why we want to establish routines, and what will that contribute to our well-being. And why do you think it's good to have routines, Vale?
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree with everything you said. And routines to me is just like a really nice way to kind of jump into something that you know makes you feel good. I kind of see it like a ritual. It's like something that you do for yourself that you know will make you feel energized or inspired or connected to yourself or whatever reason it is for whatever you're doing. But in general, I think it's a really good way to kind of check in with yourself. And like we talked about in our last episode about habits, it's like a routine to me is like a collection of habits and yeah, a collection of habits, let's put it that way.
Love that.
And it's just a really nice way to kind of like do these rituals for yourself and really tune in with yourself. And like, for example, in the mornings, it's a really good way for you to, or a really good time as well for you to check in with what you need that day and what you maybe, I don't know, need to be doing in order for you to make yourself feel more energized and more like, capable and proud of yourself, and you know, whatever you have to do for you to feel that way. But yeah, I think it's definitely a really good time to kind of like check in with yourself, get connected, and like yeah, I think that's
It's literally the start of the day, and you can determine if that's going to be a good one or maybe like a worse one by setting the alarm only 15 minutes before you're about to leave the house, or maybe you honor your needs and what you actually want to be doing and set it an hour and a half before having to leave the house. And I think that's really important. to realize and be realistic as well with yourself, like we said.
So routines to me is like, it's like I said, it's a ritual practice that you can do in order to make yourself feel good. And it's really about making it work for yourself, because there's so many ideas and things out there of things that you can include in your routines, your morning routines, your evening routine. In the end, it's really about finding what works for you. And you truly are like the creator of your day. And that also goes for your routines. Like, just because somebody that you follow has a specific routine doesn't mean that you have to do it exactly that way. You can pick and choose different things out of that routine and kind of try it out for yourself and create this little ritual for yourself in order to set yourself up really well for your day.
Yeah, I love that. And it's also about like inspiring the rest of your day, and you will find a lot of motivation at the start of your day, at least for me, when I have my morning routine and I follow it, because I've created this routine for myself that I really love and enjoy. I really truly feel so inspired for the rest of the day, because everything else just flows when you have that good start. Mm-hmm. And then it feels like everything is possible. I get so much more done as well, mm-hmm. because I start my day off with a clear mind. I have my intention set for the day, and I have my to-dos as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also think, because many people also start their day by, you know, looking at their phone or thinking about all the things that they have to do and being anxious or stressed about it. And so by doing these rituals and these habits, you really allow yourself to kind of start the day in a really relaxed and calm way, which then like follows through into your entire day. Because I think what, like, both morning routines and evening routines, the way that you start your day is the way that your entire day is going to go, and the way you end your day is the way that you're going to wake up in the morning. And so those things really correlate so much with each other, and that's exactly why I think these routines are so important, because it really just allows you to process the day and allows you to reflect on the day and really get in tune with what you need, instead of like pushing things down by like being on your phone or watching, binge watching a series or whatever in the evening. And you really allow yourself to truly process what your day was, what happened in your day.
Exactly. And I think an important reminder, talking about routines and habits, we've been doing that a lot lately, is the fact that if you are clear on your routines or your habits that you want to establish, I feel like the resistance to creating and establishing those will be less. But if you do find a lot of resistance, like you want to wake up earlier, but you're not, maybe then you should look at or analyze your evening routine and see if that's helping you. Maybe you can go to bed 30 minutes earlier. But also to be mindful of the fact that you're not supposed to be forcing anything. Rather, you should be trying things out, see if they work for you or not. Because like we've talked about, we see so much online, and maybe it looks really inspiring and motivating and cool, and you want to try it out too, and sure you can. But if you're doing it because you've seen someone else do it and don't have that connection to your sense of purpose, then most probably you will find some resistance. Maybe not in the beginning, because you have this like motivation boost like you have in the beginning of the year with all your New Year's resolutions. But then after time, that motivation will probably wear off. And that's why if you find a lot of resistance to certain routines or goals that you've set, then take a step back and look at them and see if you can tweak them a little bit. Or maybe you should be taking something out so you can add something in. Mm-hmm. Or maybe simply you have too many parts of your morning or evening routine, and you can take one out and then build on that instead.
Mm-hmm. And I think another really good reminder with this is that every day is not going to look the same. And especially like we said on social media, most probably the people that post these extravagant morning routines, whatnot, that's not their reality every single day. And it's important to remember that, because life can sometimes take sometimes life can kind of catch up with you, and like you don't can't you know, you maybe have 5 minutes in the day instead of 30 minutes or an hour. And so it's important to also be easy on yourself and remember that, like I said at the beginning, like little things can also make a big change. Like even just a 2 minute meditation in the morning can completely shift your entire day. It doesn't always have to be like, you don't have to have five different things that you do every single morning, but some mornings it's just going to look a little bit different, and that's okay. And especially on those days where you are a little bit more busy and you have a little bit less time, I think it's extra important to really ask yourself what you can do throughout that day to make yourself feel connected and energized and calm. Because if you don't, you're going to fall back into the like, do, 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 go, go, go. And so then it's important to take those little moments in between your day just to check in with yourself. And, you know, it doesn't have to be in the morning necessarily. If you don't have that time, or if you really can't get up that extra half an hour earlier, it's okay to also, like, I don't know, during your lunch break, take 5 minutes, journal about whatever you need during that day, or how you're feeling, and take that as, you know, your routine and your ritual, and make it work for yourself.
Exactly. And I think what you said about doing the little things each day is so cool, because at the end of a year, if you've been following through and doing it most of the days throughout the year, like even just drinking one glass of extra water a day is so much. It's like 365 glasses. And that's also if you're journaling, just writing two or three sentences each day then becomes a whole book. And that's something that you will carry with you for the rest of your life. And it's just so cool to think about also the end result. If you do these routines now that make me feel good in the moment, how will they make me feel good after I've been doing them for 365 days? It will be just so cool to see.
That's so true.
Yeah. And I think the morning routines and evening routines are like two important pillars of your day. But like Valentina said, if you don't have the time in the morning, don't have the time in the evening, of course, it depends on your life and your schedules, your work, if you're studying. I know it's hard to stick to one certain routine, and maybe you have to have two completely different routines for different days, and that's okay. You just have to tailor it to your needs, really. And you can do it in the lunch break, you can do whatever you feel like, but just trying to keep a mindset around routines and building it from there is super important. Because it will make everyone feel so much better. I mean, I definitely feel so much better when I stick to my routines. And it's so cool also to see how those have changed throughout the years as I get to know myself better. But I think we can both agree on the morning routine and how it is a really nice time for checking in with your body. For example, when I was very sick, the morning was a time where I really could just lay in bed after waking up and feel my body, try to analyze different parts, see if I was like aching anywhere, if I had enough energy to do what I was planning to. And already then, if I didn't, then I could lower my expectations for the day.
And I also think that on the note of checking in, I think it's such a good time in the morning, like kind of before everybody's day starts, or like the work day at least. I love that time of day to really take that time for myself. And I love that time of day to really take it for yourself, and before, you know, all the emails start rushing in or all the messages from everybody waking up. It's like to really just be detached from the entire world and just really connect with yourself and see what you need. And especially like with, you know, whatever your habits may be in your morning routine, I think it's so amazing to be able to use those things to really energize yourself for the day. And, you know, there's so many different ways for you to be able to get energy and fuel yourself up. And I think these rituals, like they can really fuel you up and make you feel so inspired and motivated. Like for example, meditation can really just like channel so much positive energy in you to really just, and you can take that throughout the day and really like use that. And so I think that's such an amazing way to use these morning routines.
Definitely. And I think meditation and also breath work, because there are so many different techniques, and we will go into some morning suggestions, but just mentioning it briefly here is breath work can also really, really energize you. Depending on which techniques you do, you can up your oxygen level to your brain and to your whole body, and that will of course give you more energy. So just like doing some mindful breathing and being conscious about your breaths in the morning, even just laying in bed for 5 minutes or even 1 minute, can do such a big difference. And I think checking in and doing the energizing part, like interconnecting those two, checking in can really help you understand what level of energy you need. So maybe then if you feel very hungry in the morning and not have a lot of physical energy, maybe then you should focus on a morning routine that is more surrounded or around food, and really trying to implement all of those steps, especially if you're following medical medium with lemon water, celery juice, having your heavy metal detox smoothie or any other really nourishing smoothie of choice. And if you're feeling very energized, then you can maybe create a morning routine around movement and breath work and doing other things that will set you up for the day. So really just from day to day, if you check in with your body, you will know what routines you need more of and maybe some you don't need, and that can look different each day.
Absolutely. And I think this is also a really good time for you to kind of get clear on what you have to do throughout the day and your goals throughout the day. Or even for the week, you know, you can do this however you can do on a Sunday or on a Monday. You can set goals for the week, for the month, at the beginning of a month. And in the mornings, it's also a really good time for you to see what is on your to-do list. And that way I find that you are a lot less stressed throughout the day because you know exactly what you have to do and you can just tick it off and work through it rather than having it all on your mind and kind of like thinking about it all the time. It's like, get it onto paper. You can do a big brain dump in the morning and just like, you know, release it. And that way it doesn't have to be on your mind the entire day and stressing you out and following you around the whole entire time, but you have it there and you can go back to it. But let's go into some suggestions. And these really are only suggestions, and you can really pick and take whatever you feel is suited for you and your life and your routines. But these are just some of these ideas that we've come up with and we find have really worked for ourselves. And so you can just listen in and see if any of this resonates with you. But one thing that we've already talked about a lot is definitely meditation. This is one of our favorite ways to kind of start the morning. And this is really a time for you where you can really be just super present with yourself. And you know, there's so many different types of meditations. Like, it does not have to be a meditation where you sit cross-legged on the floor or on a pillow, whatever, and you sit there for 5 minutes and just, you know, but there's so many different meditations out there right now. And, you know, you can just Google on or search on YouTube, whatever, you know, resonates with you. So you want to do a walking meditation, you can do an affirmations meditation. There's so many different types that you can do. And so every morning, you know, you might need something else. So then you can really get in tune with yourself and see what you need for that day.
Yes. And I think meditation brings us on to the next point as well of journaling. I think journaling is definitely some form of meditation because you have to, I mean, you don't have to, but it's a process of writing down all of your thoughts, maybe doing some journaling prompts. Then you bring yourself back to a reflective state of mind where you really tune into your body, tune into your thoughts and your mindset for the day, and just write down, for example, 3 things you're grateful for, or maybe what has been the best part of my day and what's been going a little bit not so good. And then you can really have that deep connection with yourself and be able to better yourself a little bit day by day. And I think that's also something that's in tune with meditation.
I think those two link with each other. And another good one is movement. So like we mentioned before, you know, there's a lot of different types of movements. Again, like you can do some yoga, you can do a different type of flow, you can do you can take a walk in nature. There's so many different ways to get your body moving, but this is also like a really great way for you to kind of move energy around your body and create energy for you throughout the day and really fuel yourself up and make yourself feel energized. And this really also can create such good like happiness feelings. And after a workout or some form of movement, you'll typically feel happy and energized. And so that's a really good way to start your day as well.
Yeah, releasing all of those endorphins. Mm-hmm. Can't forget about those. And I think the next point that we want to suggest or invite you to try out is the fact of drinking lemon water or any other thing that you feel hydrates you, because hydration in the morning is super important because you've got like a whole night without drinking anything. And I think that's also a really good way, especially lemon water helps you, your body, to flush out all the stored toxins that the liver has processed through the night. So when you start your day with, I mean, recommended is half a liter of lemon water, but you can just take a big glass as well, because sometimes half a liter sounds like a lot. But that's just, I love the feeling of drinking my lemon water in the morning, especially when it's a little bit warm with honey inside, because it feels like a warming hug from the inside. And also the thought of the benefits of it really makes me feel, it sets the tune for the rest of the day in terms of like fueling my body the right way and nourishing myself with every meal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is also one, another point which you can kind of connect these two. Maybe in winter, it's a little bit more difficult. That's because the sun rises later. But in general, what I love to do is like have your lemon water outside. And that way you can get a little bit of morning light. And this really can help you wake up your body. And it kind of gives your body a signal that like now it's the start of the day. And especially if you can get some sunlight, that's super beneficial as well, especially in the morning when the sun isn't as strong yet. And it can really just like send your body signals of like the natural rhythms of your day. And we'll talk about circadian rhythms as well, but this can really just like wake you up. And the fresh air now in winter, maybe it's a little bit chilly, but that can really just like tighten you up and just like give you a little boost. And that's a really nice way to also enjoy your hot lemon water while you do that. Definitely. So you can have it stack those two.
Yeah, those two. And then you can also be journaling. I mean, you can really pair so
look many at that. You can do a journaling meditation.
Exactly. I love it. And then another suggestion, and I think we've mentioned this already, but it's being out in nature. I think being out in nature is one of the best ways to start your day. And even if you're going to work, if you're going by public transport and taking the metro, for example, you can stop one earlier stop and walk 10 minutes to your work. So you really get in the fresh air, and you also see how the seasons change, because that's what I love so much about being out in nature, because you can really connect all of the different seasons to different ways of feeling. Maybe in the winter time something happens, and then you can connect with nature and like reflect all of your feelings onto how everything else is looking around you. And then, for example, in spring, when there are these really beautiful, colorful flowers here in Sweden, then I can associate that. And it's the little things out in nature that you can start to notice that will bring you so much joy and happiness and a feeling of alignment with being one with Mother Earth, I feel. Yeah, that's very, very spiritual. But you know what I mean? In terms of being one with nature and just being. Because I feel like now when it's raining outside, it's very gloomy. It's so easy to be impacted by the weather. But just going out and looking at the positives and the small different signs that are in nature can be so giving as well.
Absolutely. And I think also kind of realizing what it might symbolize for you. So like, you know, when it rains and it's gloomy out, you know, that might be a time for you to really tune inwards and reflect and take that time to, you know, do things that you maybe wouldn't do on a sunny day. And I think this also links to like getting in tune with your circadian rhythms. And I love what you said about like going out in nature and like noticing the season and the way that the trees look and, you know, the temperature, all of those things. It really gets you into the natural rhythms of life. And this is really going to impact like your everything in your life. So it'll definitely help you sleep better at night because your body is more in tune of when the day starts and when the day ends. Another great way is to watch the sunrise or watch the sunset. And that really can be so healing. And just like sun gazing is just such a beautiful practice. And it really just like gives your body a chance to like get super in tune with the way that the world is, like what stage of the year or the season, whatever the world is in, or the part of the world where you are in. Mm-hmm. And that's such a beautiful practice as well to do that first thing in the morning.
Really agree. And even before moving on from like nature, morning light, everything, even just watching the moon and the different phases of the moon can really help you to connect with your like your month and structure it up. And also watching where the sun sets, because in some parts of the world where there are big contrasts, like here in Sweden, at one point of the year, the sun sets like down on my left-hand side.
Yeah, the whole I know what
winter,
you mean.
And then it's like all the way up to the north.
Yeah, for you, it's probably even more extreme. That's so true. I do notice it in Spain as well, that like I can see the sunset in different places during the winter compared to the summer, which is really interesting.
It is really interesting. And it's a time of reflecting on like each day, because the sun, the moon, everything's changing. And so are we. So it's a good reminder as well. Mm-hmm. And on to some more suggestions. I think breath work is a really good way, both for morning and evening. But especially in the morning, like I mentioned before, you can really use breath work to connect to how you're feeling when you're checking in. If you're feeling low on energy, you can do more oxygen giving breath work. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling very up in the air, a little bit worried, then you can really use your breath work to ground yourself. And you can even just use your breathing as a meditative technique to tune into your feelings and get clear on what you want your day to look like, and use it as a like imagery for your to-dos as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think breath work is also a good one that links to this next point, which is cold showers. And I know this might sound like crazy for some people, but you can really use your breath in order to work through having a cold shower or taking a cold shower. And like, it doesn't have, you don't have to take your entire shower completely freezing, like, you know, be shivering. Like, that's not the point of it. But, you know, even just like a minute or two at the end of your shower can really just like wake you up in the morning, and it really tightens you up and it creates this like glow from the inside. And it also reduces inflammation, which is a massive plus. And especially for people that have like irritations on the skin or I don't know, scars or rashes or whatever, this can be super, super helpful because it kind of like closes the skin a little bit. And it really, for me, it's always helped me a lot and I love doing it. And you can really use your breath as well to work through it. Like Avira said, like you can use breath techniques that really like calm you down and really just like you're not in a fight or flight mode, but you're really just like present and really calm. And that way, like it'll literally just pass over you and it'll go so fast. But yeah, this is one of my favorite things to do in the morning.
Yeah. And I really think the cold shower part as well. I mean, with any situation, because the cold shower could put the mind into the sympathetic nervous system, like being in fight or flight in the beginning, and then using your breath into a state of where you get into the parasympathetic nervous system. And the more you practice that, the better and the more mindful your mind and body will be of being in the rest and digest, like parasympathetic nervous system. And I think that's also a really important reminder in the morning to start your day in the parasympathetic. Because if you start your day off calm and relaxed and grounded, then you will have, I think you will look at things throughout the day and challenges that might come your way in a much more clear but also calm state. And I think that's really essential in today's society where we're constantly connected on the phone. A lot of things are happening around us. And even if it's so amazing to be super connected with every part of the world and everything that's happening, we also have to be mindful of the information that we're taking in, because our brains can't really differentiate if it's happening for real or if it's just something we're reading. And on one final note for morning suggestions, and we know that there are so many more, and we would love to hear if you have any other good suggestions. But we think one super important pillar of the morning routine is the food. And if you have the time, you can do the morning routine, the medical medium one, which is very cleansing. And then you start off with 0.5 liter lemon water, 0.5 liter celery juice, and then you do the heavy metal detox smoothie, which is really amazing. But for example, me, I did that a lot in the beginning of my healing journey. And then right now I'm doing the thyroid healing smoothie just because I prefer it better. So you can really swap out. There are so many good smoothies, and you can do other things for breakfast as well. But just having the mindset around starting your day off with a really nourishing meal, because they do say also that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And I really can agree, because it really sets you off with the right energy and the right prerequisites to face your day. And you never know what's going to happen. And if you have those glucose reserves and not running out of adrenaline, then you will really be fit for fight, even if that's not the system we want to be in. But you will really be able to face the day so much better. And it's also a beautiful way to show yourself love and care in the morning. Even if you have a stressful morning, maybe then you can prep the night before, and it will really set you off in the right direction.
And I think also, like, food really carries the energy that, you know, it grows with and that you prepare it with. And so it's really important to take the time to really mindfully make your meals. And especially in the morning, like, it's a good time to, you know, you can do a meditation while you're preparing your breakfast or your morning juice or whatever, and really just like put in really positive, healing, good energy. And then that's also going to translate into the food that then you put inside your body as well. So it's a really beautiful practice.
So it's time to move on to the evening. And evening, like we said, is also another essential part of our day. Especially now for me, and I bet also for you, the evening starts a bit earlier because it's getting dark earlier. And of course, our bodies become more tired and more ready to go to sleep. And then it's just right to tune in. And during the winter season for me, I don't live a different life, but I have different routines than what I would in the summer. So in the evening, in winter season, I really, really just tune into my body. I spend a lot of more time inside and at home. And it's a beautiful way to have routines that will allow you to unwind and connect back to yourself in that sense.
Yeah, and I think it's also really a good time for you to kind of reflect on your day and just like process the things that you experienced, the challenges that you faced, and really just like check in with yourself and see like what went well that day, what didn't go so well. And that way you can also learn from the things that you experienced. And then the next day can be even more successful than that day. And yeah, it's just a time for you to kind of prepare yourself to rest. And I always say that your day kind of starts the evening before, because the way that you end your day is definitely going to impact the way that you start your next day. And so evening routines are really, really crucial for the next day, because the way that you sleep and the way that you rest is going to impact your entire day the next day. And so really getting quality sleep, and also going to sleep in a calm and safe space is so important. And, you know, we're super drawn to social media and like having our phones, and it's really, really important to get off your phone at least half an hour before you go to sleep. And this is something that probably everybody can work on, and you know, nobody's gonna be perfect with this, but just aiming for that is a really good thing to do for yourself, and it's really gonna impact your entire day the next day.
Definitely. And I also think the evening routines are so essential for reflecting, like you said, on your day, and then also preparing yourself for the rest that comes with the night. And I mean, the liver's detoxification phase, which is like where it's working the most to repair from not the damage, but if you've been like receiving a lot of toxins or eating very high fat meals throughout the day, the liver really does most of that cleansing through the window of like 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. or even 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. So even try to wind down before 10 p.m. to really give your liver that chance. And most of us, we really need it, especially if you're living with any chronic illness or symptoms. Just take the time before 10 p.m., even at 9 p.m. to wind down, maybe have a cup of herbal tea or some lemon water to give your liver that extra support, and preparing yourself to get into the mood and get into the calm, relaxed state that you want to have throughout the night of sleep. And you know, the quality of sleep is so important as well, so really prepare yourself for that.
But going into some suggestions that you can try out and add into your routine if you already have one. So first of all, a really good thing to do in the evenings is to journal about your day, and you can use any kind of journal prompts that you feel like, but just some suggestions, like you can journal about your highs and lows of the day. You can ask yourself what went well that day, what didn't go so well. You can journal about what you did well that day, or what you're proud of, something that you achieved, or you know, you can even just journal about the things that you didn't do that you wanted to do, just so you have it out and prepared for the next day. And this is really a good time for you to really mind dump just anything that's on your mind, get it out of the way, so that when you get into bed you're fully relaxed, you know that everything's written down, and you don't have to have these circling thoughts all the time, but you can just fully relax and go to sleep in a really calm atmosphere and way.
That's so beautiful. I think journaling is something we should always try to come back to, because it's so giving for us. Mm-hmm. And I think that brings us into the second point as well, because it really helps to create a relaxing atmosphere within you. And then I think creating a relaxing atmosphere external to you is really such a cozy and beautiful way to wind down for the evening. Mm-hmm. And that can be done by lighting candles or some good quality incense. You can maybe do some, like, sit around with the blanket or have a certain cup of tea. There are so many different ways that you can create that atmosphere, dimming the lights around mm-hmm. you. And I think that is like, feels like a really good time to be journaling as well, because it creates that cozy mood. And I really just love it's just so cozy. I don't know how, the mm-hmm. feeling around a winter time, you just want to cuddle up and it warms you up from the inside.
Yeah, no, I love that. I know exactly what you mean. And yeah, you can really habit stack these two points. And also this next point, it's kind of like you do it and then it kind of works its magic for you, which is self-care and skincare. And I love to, in the evenings, you can put on a nice face mask, or you can do like a night mask and put it on. And then while it's set, going into your skin, you can do your journaling and set the atmosphere really nice for yourself. You know, you can massage your face or your neck a little bit. You can take a nice bath and read a book while you're doing that. There's so many different ways for you to do some self-care, but this is a really nice time for you to do this because it really allows your body to kind of unwind, and yeah, get into that resting stage.
Love it. And the next point is gentle movement. And I really love this point because it's something I do myself. And you can really just log off from everything and take this time for yourself. And one way that I love to move my body in the evening can be either on a slow walk out in nature when I have my dog, but also something that's become part of my routine since after I got back from India has been stretching, and I really love that. So yoga or stretching out my body from any tensions that have been gathered up in my body physically, because I do believe that we store a lot of like emotional blockages and physical blockages that we carry on throughout the day. And then just taking that time to stretch out in the evening and see if you have any tensions around your neck. Maybe then you know that you should be mindful with how you're sitting at your desk, or maybe it's a good reminder to stand up if you're working on a laptop every hour, to just stretch out your body and really take that time in the evening to do so as well is crucial. And it can just be 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be long.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I completely agree. And I think also with some of these habits, like it's good to kind of look at the things that you do currently and then try to replace the things that maybe don't serve you as much with some of these things. And one of the things, like, for example, you could do the gentle movement instead of being on your phone. We mention this all the time, but being on your phone before bed is not super good for your quality sleep. And so some tips for you to kind of get off your phone before bed would be to like mute your notifications so you don't even have the distraction or the temptation there. You can even put it onto airplane mode. I like to do this anyways during the night, just so I feel like the
you block the signals
and radiation. Yeah, exactly, the signals aren't as strong. And you can even charge your phone away from where you sleep, and or like before you go to bed, for example, if you do your gentle movement, you can charge your phone away from you from wherever you are so that you don't even feel tempted to like grab it or, you know, go on it. And that's also going to translate into your evening routine later as well.
Mm-hmm. And like Valentina said, instead of being on the phone, it really opens up for so many other things that you could be doing. And reading is definitely one of those. I feel like when I leave my phone at home or leave it in another room and have my books in front of me, I feel so much more tempted to read. And it's also a really good way to wind down, depending on what book you're reading, because if it's really exciting, then you don't want to put it down and then you end up reading all night. But it can also be just reading something, a beautiful poem. It can be reading your favorite book, even if you've read it already. Anything at all that will just put your mind to a different state and connect to yourself instead of being up in your mind from the day, like from work, if you have a lot of things going on, or if you're stressed, if you have a family situation, you can just take that time for yourself and read, and really it will put your mind at ease for even 15 minutes or 10 minutes reading 5 pages. I like to do, because it's like putting out your yoga mat. If you do that, then you will be much more tempted to actually do yoga. And if you open up the book and say, I will just read 2 pages, then you'll end up reading more. So reading is definitely a really good suggestion.
Yeah, and it's all about getting started. I think starting is the hardest part. And so once you kind of get over that, it'll be much, much easier to kind of stick with it and do more of it as well. But another point is meditation. This is something I can do evening and morning or either or. And I really love to do like a sleeping meditation because it kind of helps you to really get into that restorative mindset and like headspace while you're sleeping. And it really allows your body also to create even more healing energy around you. You can also do a meditation before you go to sleep, and that'll ease you into sleeping much easier, and it'll just improve your sleep so much more if you do this before bed.
Exactly. And meditation is also really good to put yourself into the parasympathetic, and that's just one way, like Valentina said, if you're laying in bed especially, because then that's the last thing you'll do before actually falling asleep, and then you will have, you're more prone to have restful sleep and undisrupted sleep, which really gives you that high quality sleep and will leave you feel much more rested waking up the next day. So like you like to say, your day really starts the day before, and meditation can definitely play a huge part in that. And I think this last point of planning out your next day can be a crucial part, because then, I mean, at least me, I like to think a lot, and I always tend to think about all the things that I can't forget about the next day. And really planning out your next day can help you out so much, especially putting it out on a paper, planning your to-dos, even in advance. And writing down things you don't want to forget can definitely be a huge help, because then you will erase all that mind clutter when you're actually going to bed, and then you can do your meditation and fall soundly to sleep.
Yeah, I love that. And yeah, it really just creates a less stressful environment for you to go to sleep, and you also then wake up less anxious because you have it all down already, and it's also setting you up really well for the next day because you basically already did part of it at least for the next day. So you just have to go through it, maybe create a priority list of what you know is more important to do, and then you're ready for the next day. So the evening routine and the morning routine really are super connected, and you can really use both to kind of create this perfect setup for you for every day, which I love.
Totally agree. I think those are, like I said, two foundational pillars to our overall health, and setting the mood for the day, setting the mood for the week, the month, the year, and we can really change the narrative of who we want to be and creating a healthier version of ourselves. And now we've mentioned some suggestions, but I think there are endless of suggestions that might fit to you specifically. So analyze what you're doing right now and start adding in one at a time and see if that can make up for a good recipe to your overall health and well-being. And we would love to hear if you have any other suggestions, like mentioned. And it was really fun recording this episode as well.
Yeah.
Me feeling a lot of a very inspired and motivated to try out some of the other ones that we've mentioned that I'm not doing.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And again, just as a reminder, like really take this with a grain of salt, and just take whatever you feel you resonate with. And again, like this does not have, you don't have to do every single one of these things. You can do one, you can do two, you don't have to do any. You can create your own, you can feel inspired by this and come up with your own habits and things that you want to do. But I really hope that this gives you some perspective and makes you feel inspired and motivated to create your own ritual and really set yourself up really well for every single day.
Yay. Beautiful. All right. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode.
If you found something helpful, make sure to share this episode with your friend or a loved one you think could benefit from it.
And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave a review because it really helps spread the word to more health babes around.
If you haven't already, also make sure to follow our Instagram at Highway to Health Pod to stay up to date and connected on our upcoming episodes. And also follow our personal accounts at She's Powered by Plants and at LV Heels to get to know us even better.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.